The Dental Download Podcast is your source for insight into dental school, conversations with dentists, specialists, and leaders in the industry. With new episodes every Monday morning, I'm your host, Haley Schultz. Let's get into this week's episode. Happy Monday, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Dental Download Podcast. I'm your host, Haley, and this week is going to be a solo episode all about how summers work in dental school, at least from my perspective of one dental school out of the 65 plus dental schools in the country, but how our breaks work, how to make the most of time off, and also how to enjoy summer while we're still in session, because spoiler alert, we don't get all of summer off like you do maybe in high school or undergrad if you're not doing extra classes and stuff.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So generally speaking, if dental school is year-round, how exactly are you supposed to find time to recharge and enjoy life if you're just in school constantly? Well, first of all, it's not exactly year-round. It's easiest to explain that way to people so that they understand that the clinics are open pretty much all year and that we're in session all year, but we do get breaks. Every school runs it a little differently. At my school, we get, let's say we're starting with this summer term, so that starts in May, and then we have a break for a week off for the 4th of July, and then we have our break in August. That's usually a week and a half to 2 weeks, depending what year you are, and then we start up our fall semester, which we have a couple long weekends for some federal holidays, and then we have our Thanksgiving break, followed by a break in December, which is, again, about a week and a half to 2 weeks. Thanksgiving, we just get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off of Thanksgiving week. And then that brings us around to spring semester, spring summer, which is January until middle of April. And at that point, we just get 1 week off late February, early March for spring break. And then come mid-April, we have finals again, and then we have another week or so off. And again, you have a little bit longer breaks once you're further along in school because you don't have as many finals. So you actually get out earlier, even though technically it's still finals week. You're on break because you don't have any tests. That's kind of how I'm going to be fourth year, which I'm looking forward to. And the one little caveat for Michigan is that we don't have the July break your first year of dental school because you don't start until halfway through. It's like the middle of June. So they're obviously not going to give you a break for a week when you just started and you're already in accelerated paced classes because you start late compared to the rest of the school that started their semester in May. So more on what school is kind of like in the summer, and then I'll talk about how I try to still make the most of being in school, but it being summer and trying to enjoy summer. So throughout school, especially D1 and D2 year, you're going to have busy weeks of the semester in the summer and all the year, but specifically in the summer, we're going to talk about you have those busy weeks, but then you have slower weeks. So when school's in session, I would definitely take time to do more activities that you like during those slow weeks and schedule those out in advance. Know that you have dinner with your mom, or you're going on a little trip to see one of your friends from home, or you're going to do a FaceTime with someone, or you're going to do a pottery class, a dance class, just something that you're excited about. Get those on the calendar so that you have them to look forward to. So you're having fun, enjoying your semester, but you're also giving yourself some motivation to get through those hard exam weeks. I'll give you some specifics from what I can remember. For D1 and D2 year, you definitely still have a good amount of exams in summer term. Specifically D1, as I said, we have our D1 start in June, and they're in about 10-ish credits, and it's kind of an accelerated curriculum. Even though you're only in 10 credits, you just don't have a lot of time. You have like two-ish months until final exams. So you really have tests, little midterms, every 2 to 2.5 weeks because it is that accelerated format. And then comparatively in D2 summer, you are going the full term that the rest of the school is doing, so May until August. And you're going to still have a lot of classes, all of the different body system classes, and some of them are half semester and some of them are full semester. So the classes that are half semester are, again, that accelerated format, which means you have tests every couple weeks. And they do have in-person attendance right now, I know. And you're starting crown and bridge lab as well as starting dentures. So you're pretty busy D2 summer, I would say. But it's kind of funny because they changed that last summer, so the current D3s had that experience. Compared to my class, the class ahead of them, we only had didactic our D2 summer, no lab, and I was able to do all those classes at home a lot of the time and just be outside and have my evenings with my family and everything, or go on trips and do school from wherever I was. So I actually had like a very, very chill and fun D2 summer, but I think the current D2s that are in it, you're kind of used to the flow of everything and you're not so freaked out by having a lot going on by the time that you're starting D2 year, but it's still actually quite a bit, just to be transparent with you. But the reason that it changed is because my class got kind of thrown into like the COVID times, as you know. So they're trying to get back into how things were pre-COVID. So they revamped everything and now you don't have any time where you're taking off of lab. The whole curriculum, you're doing some kind of lab work. And then the intent is that the end of D2 year, your last semester, you'd be doing profies, exams, and some fillings, versus for us, we didn't do any patient care until third year started. So they're trying to get back to the clinical experience that they kind of told us we'd have, but obviously things happen and there was reasons that it couldn't be that way.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So unfortunately, sounds like D1 and D2 are pretty busy in the summer. And that's just kind of true for like the whole year, but I really, really want to emphasize like being aware of your schedule and the waves that it goes in, because you will be able to take time for yourself. You just have to think ahead and know when those moments are coming and make sure you take advantage of it. If you burn yourself to the ground studying, then all you're going to be able to do is like crash and sleep for your little bit of lag time, and then you've missed some lectures and then you're cramming and overworking yourself for the next set of exams and you're crashing again. So really trying to pace out your studying as you're going and make sure that you're not overworking yourself as much as possible and putting in those little moments every day to de-stress and take care of your body, whatever that looks like for you, is so important during the busy weeks. And then you can take time to do something fun for yourself, something that fills you up during the slower weeks. And that's really my biggest advice for D1 and D2 year to enjoy the summer. And at the end of this episode, I'm going to talk about some of my favorite things to do in the summer, specifically things that I love in Ann Arbor too. And comparatively for D3 and D4 year, so D3 summer, you have endo and implants every Friday, mandatory in-person lecture, and then hands-on lab, which is really great clinical experience. But unfortunately, it's Fridays, so you can't see patients, you can't really assist when you're up in the labs doing work. Sometimes you finish early and you can get assisting done at least, but it's kind of like frustrating when you're a student because you want to be more in control of your weeks and not tied down to the fact that you have to be in person every Friday of the summer. It's kind of a bummer. But the good thing is that those labs only go till the end of June pretty much. So come July and August, you're a little bit more flexible, but it does make it really hard to have any fun long weekend plans once you're busy all of those Fridays. But once you get past that like late June hump, You are able to be making your own clinical schedule. As you know, that's how we do it at our school. So as long as you get in all of your patient care requirements and assisting, it's not uncommon for people to take a Monday or Friday off here and there and make a fun trip, or maybe make a trip home to be with family or to go see a significant other or something. That's super, super realistic to do in D3. And honestly, I feel like myself and others did that more often in D3 than we do now in D4, which I'll talk about in a minute. I think it's really honestly realistic if you're setting expectations to be able to attend fun family events more often D3 and D4 year, like taking time off for weddings, anniversary parties, big birthday parties for maybe like an elderly family member. I know like my grandma just had her 90th birthday party a couple months ago, or graduations, like any big event that you want to attend. It's a lot easier to go D3 and D4 year because other than starting the summer semester as D3, other than that, you have a lot more control of your semester schedule, because each week you're scheduling your patient appointments for yourself and you decide when you're going to assist. You might have some assigned rotations, but you are able to switch them with classmates if you actually have like a genuine conflict or something. And then D4 year is where it gets even sweeter. So we only have two classes right now. This is our first semester of D4, and they're completely self-paced, asynchronous, which is very nice. And other than being away for your rotations, which are 2 weeks at a time, but you come back on the weekends, you can really make your schedule whatever you want to do. However, I would say that from what I can tell, and personally, I feel like everyone in our class is going pretty hard in the clinic and not really taking time off. They're really trying to like max out the allowed patient care experiences week to week because everyone wants to finish early and not be stressed, or at least finish on time for graduation. And I know I talked about external rotations for a moment there, and just a hint to look forward to an upcoming episode in a couple weeks all about my external rotation experience. I just did my first 2 weeks, and then I'm going to do my second 2 weeks come early July. So then I'm going to do a comprehensive episode all about that, and definitely get excited because there are some clinical experiences there that we do not get to do in dental school, and it's been very cool. And if you don't want to wait for the episode to come out, I should have my YouTube video that's a vlog from all of that up beforehand. So it's just my name, Haley Schultz, over on YouTube if you want to check it out. And I also just posted the day that I'm recording this, so the day before the episode goes up, a vlog of the first week of D4. So if you're wondering what's going on, since I'm not really giving you a recap in this specific episode, that is something good to check out. So now that you kind of have an understanding of how summers look in dental school and the fact that we don't necessarily get time off, but the way at least dental school works at Michigan, I've always said I feel like we have a lot of autonomy in our schedule, which I think allows people to still be full people and not just nose in the books dental students. Like, a lot of my classmates have really cool hobbies. Some people ride horses or do amazing artwork or are super into like their coffee barista thing, like all kinds of things that people do that make them happy and that allow them to be doing nothing dental school related, I think is one of the unique things about our program. I'm sure people make time for that at other programs too, but I do think Michigan does a great job of kind of treating us as adults and professionals. And as much as you need structure, which they definitely give, and there's a lot of requirements, and obviously, as I've said in certain episodes, you can be stressed, it can be frustrating, whatever. Overall, I do feel like I have a lot of control over what I'm doing and when I'm doing it, and you're given what kind of requirements you need to meet and what things are mandatory and not, and then you can pick and choose from there how you're going to get things done. And I think that's a great way to treat us as adult working professionals in a graduate program, a doctorate program. But let's talk about Michigan. So in the state of Michigan, we have really nice weather in the summer for the most part. It took a while to kind of warm up here. It wasn't until late May this year that we actually had warm weather. And now it's super hot for me, at least in my taste. We had almost 90 degrees the past couple weeks. And for me, that's a little too hot. Today, it was beautiful, like 72, sunny with a breeze. Like, that is perfect for me. So something to look forward to if you end up coming to school here or anywhere with a nice mild summer. I don't think I could live somewhere with a super hot summer. That's just not for me. I like having all four seasons. But some of my favorite things to do in the summer in general, anywhere you are, checking out new parks, at least around Michigan, there's tons of local parks. Then you have a little bit of a drive. You could go to a state park. And then we also have Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore, which I believe, or Sleeping Bear Dunes. I think Sleeping Bear Dunes is the one that's technically a national park, but I could be wrong. Somewhere in Michigan, I think that we have a national park. Don't hold me to that, though. And then I also love making time to watch a sunset, whether you have a nice view from your own house or, again, going to a park, going somewhere, relaxing, doing picnics, putting up a hammock and relaxing, or finding a friend with a pool, or maybe a friend that has a lake house you can go visit. A lot of the different apartments here in Ann Arbor have some pretty nice pools that people will invite their friends over to. So that's something to maybe try to befriend someone that would let you come over and lay by the pool or swim a little bit, do some tanning. Any kind of walking I think is fun, especially if you have pets. You can go for walks with them or check out a dog park or something. And then my roommates, I don't like biking at all, whether it's regular recreational biking or mountain biking, but my roommates love mountain biking. So that's something they do a ton in the summer, like all day Saturday, they'll bike like 8-9 miles of these crazy trails. And then I've also been seeing a lot of people getting into rollerblading. So that's something kind of up and coming for Michigan, at least. I know in a lot of other like big cities, it's kind of fun and trendy to do rollerblading. And Ann Arbor specifically, so we have farmers markets every Wednesday and Saturday in Carytown, which is just a neighborhood downtown Ann Arbor that's a little bit more historical and old and kind of eclectic, if you will. But that's where they set up the farmers market. And then on Sundays, in the same exact place, they have an artisan market. So more of handmade goods versus like food and plants is what they usually have at the farmers market. And then we have Taste of Ann Arbor every summer, which you basically get like a little tickets from a booth, and then you go around to all the restaurants and you can use the tickets to redeem for tiny little taster sizes of all the different restaurants. And Ann Arbor is definitely recognized for having a lot of great dining options. And I think it's this weekend, so I think I missed it because I've been traveling for a wedding. And then we have another thing. I think it's called Summerfest. I might be wrong about that. I could be totally wrong. But some kind of summer festival later in the summer where there's live music, there's food trucks, there's all kind of stuff going on for like a full week, not even just a weekend thing, versus Taste of Ann Arbor, I believe, is just one day. And then in general, throughout the summer, there's lots of outdoor music, different events being held, whether it's downtown or at local parks. So it's definitely something you can keep your eye on. And another thing that is fun if you're moving here is that at Gallup Park, you can rent kayaks and kayak in the lake there. And then there's also the Cascades at Argo Park. So it's kind of like a mini little waterfall. Like that's what a cascade is. But it's really, really pretty and relaxing just to like listen to the water move over the rocks. And if you go at sunset, it's very nice. And some people do tubing through the river. And they kind of start at the Cascades and then you sit in a tube. People will like tie up together, bring a cooler, bring like a speaker or something and kind of hang out, float around all day. So if you see people walking around Ann Arbor with inner tubes, that's probably what they were doing. And in general, I would say for me, I find summer to be a really nice time because I think it's just good vibes that everyone else is on break, even if you're not. It's a lot less busy, which I appreciate with less of the undergrads here. There's obviously still some grad students, all the working professionals and families that live here, but the general, the population goes down a ton in the summer, which makes it a lot easier to go out and do things. Like parking's not so much of a hassle. All of that's easier, but I honestly try to be a lot more active in the summer and walk to and from school or out to dinner, different activities when I can. I just find it a lot easier to feel happy and healthy in the summer as compared to kind of the bummer time that we have in Michigan when it snows from November until this year. We had snow in early May, which was insane. I thankfully missed it because I was visiting my parents in Florida, but we literally had snow in May. So I don't know. Winter's nice come after Thanksgiving until maybe January, but it just keeps going in Michigan. So that's something that people coming from out of state take a little bit to adjust to if they're coming from somewhere warmer. And a couple other things that I always try to do in the summer is going to a drive-in movie. There's one in Plymouth, Michigan, if you're coming here and have a car. I love that one. And then I always like to go to a country concert or two if I can swing it. unrelated to country specifically, but I'm going to Taylor Swift next weekend in Detroit, and I am pumped for that. And I always try to make some kind of trip if I can to get outside. So this year I'm going to the Adirondacks Mountains in New York State, which I'm pumped about. But that's really everything I can think of for activity recommendations, things that I do to enjoy summer. I still keep up everything that I normally do that I enjoy, like trying to cook when I can and going to all my workout classes. Like, I do all of that. Plus, I try to add in these fun activities that I can look forward to. And at least for me, it's always made my summers be a great time. I'm going into my fourth summer of dental school. So I think I have some advice to give, and hopefully this episode gave you a little summer fun, summer motivation to get out there and do something that you've been wanting to do or that you're excited to do. Make a plan with friends, with loved ones, with yourself, whatever it is, to do something that you've always wanted to do. So with all that being said, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Next week, we will be back with a guest, and she is a fellow dental student, and we're in the same year, so we talk about a lot of our compare and contrasting of clinical experiences. So I think you're all going to enjoy that a lot.